FitTech is brought to you by Fit for Work, leaders in corporate health and wellness programs. Your fitness is our job.
Summer is well and fully engaged, and one of my favorite activities in the summer is not exercising, although PJ Wren would like to have me exercise.
I don't want to hear that.
But barbecuing. I do love my barbecue. And you're saying there's risks attached to barbecue. Is it just risks of eating too much of my excellent chicken or ribs?
No, actually, it's a risk that the Canadian Cancer Society, as well as the American Cancer Society, has released on their websites. And what happens is within every meat product is a chemical called creatine. And when creatine is heated at high temperatures, it can produce a cancer-forming compound called HCA. Mm-hmm. So when we eat too much of HCAs, it could potentially lead to cancer. Now, I'm not saying to throw away your barbecue, so Weber, don't email me. But there are ways that we can prevent things from happening.
How is this, first of all, different than me cooking in my oven? Because it's still heat.
This is high heat, though, right? So an
oven
is a slow
searing.
Heat. So when you're searing,
you're
high heat.
You're talking specifically about and steaks. Pretty much. It's steak. You're down on steak right now on this thing. Because what else do we sear?
Hamburger.
Well, that's a form of steak. It's just
But the higher the fat content, too, in the product, the more chances of this happening as well.
So the better it tastes, the worse it is for you, is what you're saying to me.
No, because there are things you can do to counteract it. So,
okay,
for instance, you can marinate it in an acidic product, such as lemon, orange juice, vinegar, and that not only will bring down that ability for the HCAs to produce, but that also increases the taste and flavor of something.
So you can go with a cheaper cut of meat, too. Mm-hmm. So the marination actually breaks down, is it a protein that you're saying that causes the problem?
Chemical within the protein.
And when that receives high heat, it's what causes
exactly.
They're saying causes.
Yeah, so it's a byproduct. The HCA is a byproduct of the carotene being
Marinating is just good barbecuing.
Right, but you also want to make sure, too, since it's fat that really encourages the flame ups and the high heat to come up, you want to avoid marinating in oils because if that drips on the coals, what do you have? Mm-hmm. Flare up, right? Which is going to increase the HCA production.
If there's still that stuff in it.
Yes.
If you haven't marinated it well enough.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I got to tell you my dad's marinade for steak. You can buy a nice cheap cut of steak, and my dad's marinade was just chop up some garlic, white vinegar, and a little bit of olive oil. And that's a simple one. And boy, is it yummy.
Yeah, see?
Boy, is it yummy.
So he knew.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't producing any HCAs.
So there you go.
So they also recommend keeping the food high above the coals or the burner. Because, again, when the oil drips down, you don't want that fire to come up onto the food product. Choose lean cuts, okay? Or even better, try doing some – you're going to just cringe when I say this. Try barbecuing some tofu or vegetables or fruit, which – don't have the creatine. We'll just keep moving on because I know you're going to be all over
that. Art's giving me an ugly face right now, and I think it
matches
mine. Tofu's
not that bad.
Tofu's not that good.
No, if you marinate it, it's quite yummy.
It is not.
Yes, I think we should go with one meatless meal a week.
Okay,
so
cereal
tofu?
For breakfast.
Cereal for breakfast. Dinner. Sorry, I had to be more specific.
Cereal for dinner. Okay.
So, yeah, you can cook fish and poultry with their skin on, too, and then that'll help sort of absorb or protect it from the flame. So then, and then take the skin off before you eat it.
See,
yeah, I know. I see the smile and the twinkle in your eye.
The skin on was, I was wondering what you were going with that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then, you know, switch from a charcoal to a gas or electric.
Because that does make a big difference.
To eliminate that smoke hazard.
Okay.
But I'm not saying to stop barbecuing, just be wary.
What about smoking the meat as you cook it? Is that your eyes got big? Is that
smoking the meat as you cook it?
Because a lot of us smoke, and as I'm cooking my chicken,
and that's
for
exactly what they're saying. No,
no, don't smoke it because that's not good for you.
Yes, and don't smoke while you're smoking your meat.
I don't
either.
Smoke cigarettes while I'm smoking my meat. I just smoke my on the
you
barbecue.
Just smoke your meat, okay?
And it tastes yummy. You got to come over for barbecue.
You got to invite us.
Oh yeah,
are you gonna have soy?
No, I'm not going to have soy. I'm not going to have tofu. Maybe that's why you don't get invited to anybody's barbecues. PJ Wren, fit for work. She'll make your fit workplace fit, healthy, and more productive.
And happy.
Brought to you by Fit for Work, making sluggish workplaces into invigorated workplaces. Visit us online at www.fitforwork.ca.